Something that Pierre said earlier just resonating with this walking group. Something you said earlier, Pierre, resonates with me, and just talking about leaving the well-paying government job, or the moment that is, I too in a well-paying Ontario government job at the Science Centre and stepped away. I didn't know until recently that my parents would grow my mom prior days. When I went off to Canadian Children's, back then there were 9 people in it. And maybe she's the virtual, so there's a lot of room left. But that really is the moment. I was talking with Howard back there about talent. And for me, doing more comedy, obviously, I remember a quote that John Candy once said, which was, I wasn't even the funniest guy in my class. My talent gets you so far, and then it's whether you're willing to jump off and take a plunge. And I know how many times someone has said to me about a science fiction author, I'm ready to publish, well, I mean, yeah, but it's like, it's the stepping off and actually doing it. And what's so neat about having a room full of creative people like this is these people who step off. If you're thinking of doing that, talk to some of these people afterwards, take them through it. It's the scariest thing in the world, and at some point you look back and it's the best thing you ever did. Even if it doesn't work out, it's the best thing you ever did, because you get to play. So, I think that's what I love about it. When I started Christian's Gravity, I didn't know many of the comic creators, but I just love the level of creativity of people I know, the authors as well, the artists. It's very cool. Alright, sorry, seriously. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You know, and never got released that culture. So I'm afraid. Yeah. And they got to call me. All right. Now, we're coming to our second last award, the Outstanding Canadian Comic Book Writer. And for that, we have 2 presenters coming up here. They're both amazing artists. They've got stunning contributions in the Visions of the Night on our show today. And they're both working on projects for different publishers. He's working on DC's classic title, Legion of Superheroes, and she has a kid book coming out late this summer from Lion Bowl Studios. Would you welcome, please, Frances Manipole and Agnes Grabowski.
last but not least, Howard Vaughn for After the Caves, number 1 through 3, and After the Caves 2, number 1 to 2 for him.